Hello, St. Pete. How are you? I am Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor and City Administrator of the beautiful city of St. Pete, Florida, and I welcome you back to Just Getting Started. So happy to sit down with you for a bit and talk about some of the wonderful things that are unfolding in our fabulous city. This city has been incredible for quite some time, but there is no question we are in a transformational time of trajectory shifting change. And we can't run fast enough to keep up, but here is the best part about it all. We're just getting started. And we are going to talk a little bit about art today and the role that it plays on our landscape culturally, economically, and all the ways that it makes a difference. And while we've been a city of the arts for as long as I've known and have read about, it's awesome that we are raising the bar as it relates to being a city of the arts in some pretty phenomenal ways. And here with us today is Wayne Atherholt, our Director of Cultural Affairs for the city, who plays that role and wears that hat most recently, but is filled with knowledge, expertise, commitment, and passion for the role arts has played in our city. And he's going to talk to us about some of the ways we're just getting started and some of the most exciting things we have to look forward to. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Anytime I look at my calendar and I know that I'm going to spend some time with you, it makes it a better day.
Yes. Especially in person now.
Yeah. You know, on so many levels, the insight that you've brought to art in our community and the commitment over the years and the role that you've played as a connector, I'm just so deeply appreciative of it and of you and just who you are. So thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely.
And audience, I'm glad that you'll now get to see a little bit about why I love this guy so much and how much he loves our city. So if you wanted to have a conversation about the most exciting thing on the horizon as it relates to art in our community, where would you start?
Oh, dear. There's so much that I'm not sure that any one thing you can pinpoint and say this is it. There's an awful lot. I think St. Petersburg's got a very, very bright future. And I could have said that yesterday and the day before and the decade before that. And even in the 1980s, you could look around and say, oh, gosh, the stores are all closing. There's no place to eat downtown. But I was still convinced that tomorrow was a better day in St. Petersburg. And there were so many people working hard at making St. Petersburg a better place. There's an army of people working to make St. Petersburg a better place now.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. And we're all moving in the same direction. There is a great passion in the city for making it a better place. And art is one of those areas that there is so much passion for, and it makes our lives so much better. Probably the thing on the horizon that is exciting to me is that that passion for art continues to expand, and you can physically see a city transforming into visually a city of the arts. And we have done that really quite rapidly, really in the last probably 6 to 8 years. It has physically been changed to look like a city of the arts, whereas probably 10 to 20 years ago, there were almost no murals. There was almost no public art. So it was a city that had sidewalks and buildings, not this visual art. I mean, you had museums and the orchestra and so forth, but it didn't physically look that like a city of the arts.
And now when you move through our city, if you've never read a brochure, you've never been to a website, you've never talked to a person who said and proclaimed that we are a city of the arts, it's impossible not to know.
It is on every street corner you go into, bars.
It's on our electric transformers.
Yes.
It is all around us.
Everywhere. It's going to be in our bus system. It's in the hotel lobbies, in the hotel rooms. You can't really go into a restaurant or a coffee shop without seeing art from local artists or regional artists. It permeates everywhere. And until you travel and go to other cities, mm-hmm. and I'm talking major cities, it permeates here, unlike other cities like Manchester and in the UK or other major cities in the United States.
It has a central place on our community stage.
Yes.
You know, it makes me think of in the time in which we live, what is happening with art and the way it manifests in our community is much the way that art manifested during the Renaissance in European cities.
Yes.
Where everywhere you go, you have masters creating these wonderful pieces of art commissioned by patrons who understood its importance. And as you walk to a market, you know, you pass beautiful pieces of art.
Yes.
That in antiquity that will last and be there, you know, as long as people understand to treasure it.
Yes. So many times people ask me in this position, you know, what do you relate St. Petersburg to and what's it like? And they want to compare it to, you know, certainly more narrow-minded will say, mm-hmm. how does it compare to Tampa? Well, you know, it doesn't. But you say, well, where is it? What is it like?
Yeah.
And from an artistic standpoint, the closest that I've been able to come is 1870s Paris, when the Impressionist movement was just coming out. You started to have this sidewalk cafe culture sort of developing in Paris. And there was an awful lot of interactivity with the artists. And in that period from about 1870 to maybe the 1930s is kind of where we are in St. Petersburg now with all the craft breweries and
culture just teeming.
They all work together, and that's just going to continue to get better and better and stronger with all of the programs that we've got in place and some of the policies to make sure that that is preserved. But that's a very, very exciting thing, is to be able to be sort of on the cusp of that and see that develop and see how what the artists are doing. And now with all of the murals that we've got, you know, there's art everywhere. You know, these artists have got their works with some of the best artists in the world that we bring in here for the mural festival. And there's an incredible talent pool here of local artists.
And the strategy behind the way that the murals have come to be is very impressive.
It was very strategic. Again, it was, you could look at St. Petersburg and yes, on paper, there's X number of museums and X number of theaters and so forth. But if you look at the city and you come through it as a tourist, you know, you just see a bunch of blank walls. Well, one of the strategies was, let's get the murals up there. Let's invite some of the best artists in the world to participate. Let's get the local artists participating. And so now you have got over 600 murals from some of the
600
best.
600 murals.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling.
There's through the Pixel 6 app, you can take a tour of all of these. It has changed what the city looks like. And if you go onto Google Earth and you take a drive down Central Avenue from, I think you can do it in 2007, you look at that and you think, my goodness, how is that possible that it has changed? But these buildings have worked as canvases for incredibly talented artists.
We're just walking through a museum in our daily lives.
And it's accessible to everybody. One of the things that we wanted to do was to create this sort of museum out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge. It is open 24 hours a day. It doesn't even close on Christmas Day. It is something that you can come with your grandchildren and you can get pictures of. I've seen weddings in front of murals. I've seen artists licensing their images for car commercials. So it's a way for artists to have an income stream.
Art as an economic driver, which has always been very important to us, never more so
than
now.
Mural tours, it has really, I think, anchored St. Petersburg. And not that it needed any more anchoring, but it has really solidified St. Petersburg as an arts destination.
It's a differentiator for sure. And every time I think that I've come to conclusion on my favorite, something new emerges that just really elevates our offerings. So my most recent favorite is the most recent to be added to our collection of murals, the Black Lives Matter mural.
Yes.
That's been beautifully created right on the front doorstep of the Dr. Carter G. Woodson African American History Museum.
You can't help but want to specifically go and see that. There's a parking lot right there. The museum is just on the south side of the mural. But it is going to become a destination, and it already has become a destination for people to go take a look at.
And 16 artists came together to do that, plus the Vitale brothers.
Yes, we had a team come in there and block it out and do some primer work. And then 16 artists all had one letter, and each letter is done differently. But yet there is a commonality because there was a base coat of 5 colors used.
It's something else.
Yeah, it is really moving. It is incredible art.
An important experience that will bring people from every corner of the community to that very important part of our community in a demonstration of respect, connectivity, and love. We're very proud of the way that's come together. Thank you for the role you played in that. And thank you to everybody. Thank you to Terry Scott and council member Lisa Willer Bowman for the vision. It's a good thing.
It was one of those things where, you know, you can do a lot in a place like St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of like-minded people came together for a common goal. It was done in what would be considered a nanosecond in sort of municipal arenas. It is absolutely perfect. I mean, it just came together, and I think it's really going to be a changer for the Carter G. Woodson Museum, and it'll get new donors there, new visitors there, and really activate the Deuces Main Street corridor.
Which is something that's pretty amazing about the role that art has played in our community. We've been very intentional about optimizing it as an economic driver. Art, not only as an experience, but a real revenue generator that is as competitively placed and as strategically advanced as any of the other economic drivers in our community. And that's certainly true for our murals. It's certainly true for our local artists. And it's true for those patrons of the arts who love art and have found a way to make it its home here in St. Pete.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things on the horizon is the museum that's to open any day now, right?
Yes. You know, in the last 3 years, we've had two museums open. The Imagine Museum, which is glass, and we can talk about glass in a bit. The James Museum, which is a Western art. But the museum that has not opened yet is the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement. It'll be located about 3rd Street and 3rd Avenue North. And it is over 130,000 square feet.
Wait. 130,000 square feet. That alone.
It will be the largest museum in the Tampa Bay area.
Wow.
It really will dwarf the Fine Arts Museum and the Dalí Museum in terms of
in physical size.
Most people have been through, if they're going to museums, they're familiar with the size of those. This is going to be much bigger. No expense has been spared. Every piece of work that has gone into this museum in terms of construction material is second to none. The architect, Albert Alfonso, is just talented beyond talented.
Before you even get to the collection, the architecture is a contribution in and of itself. We had the good fortune to tour the museum, you and I, together, along with Mayor Kreisman. And stunning is the only word I can think of to describe it.
This is a museum that would be home in the West End of London. It would be at home on Fifth Avenue in New York. It is truly a world class, and we do throw that word out quite a bit, but this is a museum that truly is a world class museum. It will be a destination.
It would be at home in any of the world's great cities. Its home will be ours. And isn't that a lot of how a city goes from great to iconic? You know, the dreams that kind of get planted in its people's hearts, and we find a way to make it happen. So tell me about the arts and crafts movement and the collection.
So the collection is a collection of Rudy Ciccarello. He has amassed the best collection of arts and crafts movement artifacts ever. Now, the arts and crafts movement really is the beginning of the 20th century. It was a reaction to the industrial age that really was towards the end of the 19th century.
So this collection is mainly 1900 to 1930?
Yes, roughly in that period. There's a little bit of wiggle room in that. But it was a reaction to this industrialization. So it's a return to fine craftsmanship, return to nature. And so there's pottery, there's tile work, there's furniture.
There's a recreation of entire dwellings, right?
Yeah, it really is a period in time that is fascinating. And it doesn't matter what your particular personal tastes are, if you particularly prefer mid-century or Art Deco or Second Empire or something like that, you would learn something and would truly appreciate this particular time period in terms of its style and its relevance and so forth. And it's just going to be a drop-dead gorgeous museum just the most incredible artifacts.
I'm so glad you brought up the awareness one has when visiting this museum can be as disparate as, you know, the items inside. For so many people, me included, you know, early on, you feel like the experience of art in a museum or in these sacred places should be an extension of a knowledge already gained. But in our city, we've done a very good job of making art inclusive, and allowing it to be a place of exploration and learning that does not require a whole lot of prerequisite knowledge. Everyone's invited. Everyone is welcome.
It is something that is open to everybody in St. Petersburg. And if you want to go on and further your studies from what you might see on a street mural or whatever, there's no shortage of museums or libraries in the city where you can do that. There's many cities that you cannot do that. But our museums really have done a terrific job of becoming accessible and providing that additional outlet for people to learn more. And of course, once you go through the museum, doesn't make you a particular expert on anything.
It gives you an experience.
It's a lifelong learning and discovery opportunity we have here in St. Petersburg.
That's right. That exposure is so important. And I'm so proud of the role that our museums have played in our commitment to living our values of inclusivity. Every one of our museums has outreach programs that not only brings the community into the museum, but they go out and connect with people where they are. It's awesome.
You have done it for decades and decades.
And another thing that is notable about the way St. Pete has involved and developed art on its landscape is names and artists that people know worldwide, Dale Chihuly, you know, Salvador Dali, they have a home here, specific collections,
yep,
which is very, very cool. Janet Uckelman is the latest example of that, a way that we are about to launch ourselves onto another world stage. Tell us about Janet Uckelman, her art, and art at the Pier overall. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. The Pier is going to be incredible when it comes to art. So Janet Uckelman, without getting into too many details, I'll tell you how that really started, was our chair from our Public Arts Commission, who was the chair at Florida Craft Art, happened to be at an exhibit opening at Florida Craft Art and met this woman. And the woman said, oh, my daughter is an artist. And so Catherine Howd, who's the chair for Public Arts, said, oh, well, do you have any pictures of her work? And she was expecting, you know, a basket or something like that. And so she showed her this wonderful, absolutely incredible sculpture. I don't know where it was. It might have been the one that was in Boston
because,
or someplace.
To be clear, Janet Uckelman's work is all around the world.
Yes.
In principal cities all around the world.
She's done an installation there at Oxford Circus in London, in Boston at the Rose Kennedy Greenway, Amsterdam, a number of, I mean, you name it, and she's been there.
So this woman whose art branches around the world has roots in St. Pete.
So her mother was volunteers over at Florida Craft Art. She was born in Tampa. She was married at the Don Cesar. So she's from this area. And so then the next thing is, I think Mayor Christman learned about this. The Public Arts Commission talked about it, and they wanted an Eckelman at the Pier. And of course, they didn't have the budget from the public arts side. And the mayor raised the money to produce this incredible sculpture.
Once again, patrons, private people in our community who understand the importance of art.
People stepped up and it was great. And the mayor did a tireless job and was incredibly effective at doing that. I don't know of another mayor who has done that in the United States. But from a visual standpoint, kind of like the murals in the streets and the alleys on the land side, when you look at the city, and you pull back on Tampa Bay and take a look at the city from that aspect, which is a typical postcard or type of scene, you will now see a Janet Uckelman sculpture that is 320 feet in length that will light up and just be drop-dead, gorgeous, stunning, incredible, moving sculpture that says, this is a city where art is at the forefront. We don't hide our art in the museums. We have plenty of museums, but we don't hide it in the alleys either. It is right there at the forefront. And so that will really be a game changer, I think.
It's a triumphant moment for us. And she calls it Bending Arc. And it's a reference, a nod to the famous Martin Luther King quote, where he talks about the arc of the moral universe being long, and that it bends toward justice. And, you know, what a poignant reflection at this time. And what a wonderfully permanent way for our city to acknowledge the importance of continuing to bend that arc that we all walk toward justice.
Yes.
It's very cool. I hope that everyone who's listening will bring everyone they know to come and see and experience this art that belongs to the city.
It is public. It is public art. So the people who own this are the residents of this city. We will have more than doubled our public art collection with this administration, and that is a public asset.
It's so wonderful. And it's not the only art going at the pier.
No.
The pier is going to be made particularly special by its art collection. So tell me a little bit more about the other pieces.
So we've also got the Red Pelican and Pelicans by Nathan Mabry.
Right at the gateway.
At the very, very beginning, you'll see a large origami red pelican that you can't miss. And there are a number of smaller pelicans that you'll also be able to find and discover throughout the Pier District.
Okay, so the search is on. We got to do a little treasure hunt.
And the origami pelican is certainly a nod to our sister city.
Takamatsu, Japan.
Yes.
Yes. I love the connections.
Yeah. Art is all about learning and discovering and this passion for the unknown. And so somebody might see that. They may be standing there and say, oh, look at that origami pelican. And chances are there's going to be a resident say, oh, did you know that that is, we have a sister city in Japan. So it creates these moments to be able to have conversations with people that you do not know.
Makes us all ambassadors.
Yes.
I mean, just think about it, Wayne. If when you're standing on the rooftop enjoying the beautiful sunset of St. Pete, if you look straight ahead, you're going to see all of the beautiful art at the pier. And just to the south is the Dali Museum, right in sight. Just to the north, you will see the Museum of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm. And the History Museum right there.
Yeah, the Museum of History right within the Pier District. Yeah. It's amazing. And you just continue all almost within walking distance or bike ride.
Yeah.
You encounter the James Museum of Western Wildlife Art.
Yes.
And then you have the museum we just spoke about, Arts and Crafts. And you have the Morian Arts Center in Chihuly. Mm-hmm. Imagine just down the street from that. You know, and then you enter the Warehouse Arts District.
We have 7 distinct arts districts in the city.
It's amazing.
And for a city this size, that is incredible. And, you know, I've been here long enough to remember when it was a challenge to get anybody to recognize that this was an arts destination.
Mm-hmm.
And here it clearly is. And it's not just one destination. It's this conglomeration of various neighborhoods and almost villages that make up the greater whole of St. Petersburg.
And then they are infused and reinforced with cultural experiences like our theater companies, mm-hmm. opera company,
yes,
you know, the Woodson Museum, the Holocaust Museum.
Dance and ballet and performing arts. There's the glass industry, the ceramics industry. St. Petersburg is truly lives and breathes the arts.
And it's so abundant. Seems almost hyperbolic to think that we're just getting started, but there is no exaggeration in that. I've never seen more momentum, more understanding, and more integration and connectivity among all our various sectors as it relates to the arts than I do right now. Art as business, art as experience, art as cultural enhancement.
Yeah, it is at the heart and soul of St. Petersburg and really can solve a lot of problems. It is everywhere in St. Petersburg. And if you go to other cities, you don't necessarily see it everywhere. They may have museums, but it is truly everywhere you turn in St. Petersburg.
It belongs to all of us.
Yes.
It is for all of us. Every single person who is here, be they resident or visitor, is welcome to come as they are. You know, our museums are very clear about that. And I think it's one of the biggest reasons we have to be proud of our city.
Absolutely.
And it's an inspiration. When I think of just getting started as it relates to the arts, it's not only just getting started with art, we're just getting started with our understanding of the role that art can play in helping us become the city that we envision. And it's inspiration on so many other things.
What we have done is, I think, create a really good foundation for the next generation to come in and build on that. And it's so exciting what is going to happen. Absolutely incredibly exciting. You know, if I think back on what we were able to do as a young marketing person 35 years ago, trying to put St. Petersburg on the arts map, we had nothing to work with.
Mm.
I mean, it was all smoke and mirrors.
Mm.
There is a whole group of talented young marketing brains coming in here that can market this destination and make it much better for residents as well as tourists, and can really do something with the foundation that we have. Again, when I look back at what we were able to do 35 years ago with, you know, no restaurants and a couple of museums and...
You spoke it. I'm sitting across the table right now from one of those dreamers who had this dream that created the reality, and I can't imagine what the next generation is going to do with it, and that's exactly as it should be. They're going to wow us. So it's awesome.
We'll be coasting into retirement, enjoying the arts.
Oh my gosh, you know, how blessedly wonderful is it that as it relates to art?
You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it in St. Petersburg, and the arts have proven that.
And we're just getting started.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing still sitting here? You need to. We got so much going on.
Well, we've got work to do.
We got work to do, so I'll catch you on the other side.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Please stay with us as we continue to explore all that's awesome and wonderful about our city and the many ways the people of our city are doing the important, hard, creative, and innovative work to take our city from great to iconic, and delight with me in the absolute truth that the best thing we have to look forward to is everything, because as a city, with all the things that are wonderful, we are just getting started. I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.